And for this week's Senate Tracker, we turn to Oregon, where incumbent Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley is facing off against the state Republican Party-backed candidate Joe Ray Perkins, a financial advisor and a self-proclaimed follower of the completely false QAnon conspiracy group, which believes that a deep state and the government, made up of pedophiles and Satanists, is plotting against President Trump, that Hillary Clinton is running a child sex abuse ring in a D.C. pizzeria. Again, completely false. The FBI has labeled QAnon a potential domestic terrorism threat. And yesterday, Twitter said it will ban associated content and links and has taken down 7,000 accounts associated with QAnon. But President Trump has retweeted messages from QAnon promoters, and at least 11 Republican congressional candidates across the country have voiced approval or support of QAnon conspiracy theories, as Perkins has in Oregon. Jeff Mapes is a senior political reporter at Oregon Public Broadcasting. Jeff, we should say that Senator Jeff Merkley is expected to win this race, right?
Oh, yes, quite handily.
But let's take a listen to Republican Joe Ray Perkins. Here is some sound from her recent ad.
I need your help to unseat the very liberal, far-left, progressive Senator Jeff Merkley. Now, I am 100% confident that we can send a Republican senator to Washington, D.C. from Oregon.
Jeff, based on what? What is she campaigning on?
Very much on the idea that he is just, as she said in the ad, too far to the left. And, you know, she is very much reflecting the anger of a lot of small town and rural Oregon, upset at the shutdowns of economic activity because of the coronavirus pandemic. And also, you know, the Democratic leadership of the state that has really shifted the state politically to the left. You know, you also have the quite vigorous protests over police brutality in Portland. That's created something of a split in the state. Oregon in the rural areas can get quite conservative, and they're frankly in the minority in this state. So there's a lot of anger to be gathered there, but it typically doesn't take you to victory.
Well, and she's not at all shy about her support of QAnon. She said in a video on Twitter after winning the primary in May, I stand with President Trump. I stand with Q and the team. Thank you, Anons. Thank you, Patriots. Together we can save our republic. What else has she said about her belief in this? Really, you know, it might sound silly, but we remember that a man took up a gun and actually went to that pizzeria in Washington, D.C. because he believed there was a child sex ring in the basement run by Hillary Clinton, which was a QAnon theory. A lot of people could have gotten hurt there. So it's also potentially deadly serious. What does she say about it?
Well, you know, a little bit she's trying to have it both ways. I mean, she says that, yes, she is interested in what gets posted on QAnon sites. She often uses it as a resource. But at the same time, she says, it's just another source of information for me. I have a lot of different sources of information. And a lot of times they're just posing questions and things that ought to be investigated. So she really kind of tries to play it down more. She would really rather talk more just about having a conservative political philosophy, not so much her links to QAnon.
Well, and then there's the Democratic Senator Merkley, who's held the seat for over 10 years. Here he is speaking Monday with KATU2 TV in Portland about federal law enforcement actions against demonstrators in Portland.
You can't just send in federal troops with no cooperation and no invitation with the governor or mayor and start marching them through the streets, and particularly in this aggravated secret format where you can't tell a camouflaged police officer from a camouflaged right-wing activist.
Tell us more about what he's doing to position himself.
On this particular issue, in terms of the police protests, and this really is very reflective of virtually every elected official, certainly on the Democratic side, but the governor of the state, the mayor, and other city officials in Portland, the other Democratic members of the Congress, they're all saying this is federal overreach and, frankly, is making things worse, and that this is not at all helpful for the city. And, frankly, they think that the president is doing it, hoping to send a political message to the rest of the country, to his supporters, saying, look at all this crazy stuff that is happening in Portland. You don't want it coming to your community. I'm trying to stop it.
Do you expect any of the top candidates, you know, President Trump or former Vice President Biden or any of their surrogates to come to the state to campaign? Or is it, you know, if it's considered that it's Merkley's race to win, do you see any Republicans coming to stand up with Perkins?
No. In fact, some of the candidates, even in Oregon, who are running for other offices have distanced themselves from her. The recent campaign finance reports that came out shows, you know, really that she's getting very little money, only has something like $5,000 in the bank right now. Well, Jeff Merkley has $3.6 million. And frankly, it was because no real name Republicans stood up to run against Jeff Merkley this time that she was able to win the nomination.
Jeff Mapes, senior political reporter at Oregon Public Broadcasting, with our tracking of the Senate race there. Jeff, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much.